This week in the Missouri Senate, we review how congressional redistricting fared in the upper chamber.
This is obviously an extremely consequential process, requires us to square many well-founded concerns.
I believe we should have a 5-3 map. That's why I voted no in committee.
Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Dave Shasta Sullivan says the legislature is working toward a deadline.
We're working, and we'll continue to work to find and see if there's a solution. But again, at the end of the day, we've got to pass a map out of this chamber. We would like to see an emergency clause passed on this map.
Senator Brian Williams of University City says there have been concerns over potential changes that would affect Kansas City and St. Louis.
Until it's a fair map and it's representing the electorate in Missouri, I would be strongly opposed to it.
You know, we had some conversations, spent a few hours trying to figure out what the path was, if there was a path.
The maps, that's pretty much what we've been working on for the most part of this week.
Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Caleb Rodden of Columbia says redistricting has taken a lot of discussion.
I think we're near a conclusion of how this thing's going to get out of our chamber.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Kansas City adds what kind of split Missouri should see remains the issue.
If you look at any statewide election, a 7-1 map does not represent the hearts and minds of the people of the state of Missouri.
Missouri senators may settle redistricting next week.
The Senate bill under the Missouri Constitution.
Committee hearing is also continued this week. Tuesday morning, the Missouri Senate Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety Committee heard nearly 2 hours' worth of testimony on Senate Bill 666. Sponsor, Senator Eric Burleson of Battlefield, says this measure would modify provisions on self-defense.
That a defendant believes is necessary to defend themselves or others, with the exception if he or she is confronting a law enforcement officer who is acting in the performance of their duty.
During committee discussion, Senator Williams says he is opposed to this proposal.
That is exactly what's going to happen here if we pass this bill. If this bill passes, and I hope the committee hears me, if this bill passes, we're putting all our lives in danger.
Committee action has not yet been taken on Senate Bill 666.
I have really started researching what some other states are doing on homelessness.
I will be co-sponsoring an important health care bill.
There are plenty of other items for lawmakers to tackle yet this session. Senator Holly Thompson, Rader of Scott City, says Senate Bill 1106 seeks to modify provisions relating to funding for housing programs.
In Missouri, you're starting to see more of the encampments pop up. Days like this week where the temperatures have been so frigid, people living in those encampments die when the temperatures drop below zero.
Senator Stephen Roberts of St. Louis says Senate Bill 973 would establish the Truth in Medicine Act.
The Truth in Medicine Act will require all organizations that provide pregnancy-related services to also provide medically accurate and unbiased information on all relevant reproductive health options.
Missouri senators have now concluded 5 weeks of session.
The Senate will stand adjourned until Monday, February 7th.
Thanks to winter weather, Missouri senators ended their week early. They will return to Jefferson City on Monday. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.